Very anxious. You know, anytime you're on the sidelines, one of the first times I've been at a game on the sidelines. So, you know, I'm very anxious to get back.
Taking the concussions out of it, and you know, probably be an issue longer down the road. Is it weird to have a month off this late in the year for you?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's the first time it's ever happened for me. So, you know, it's definitely very new to me, but just excited to be out here with the guys and practicing and getting ready for the game on Sunday.
Sorry, can that be a benefit for you, though, physically, to have had that month break for the rest of your body?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I mean, it's a long season, and being able to kind of get your body back is a big thing.
How do you approach this game as a veteran coming in who wasn't here last year when the Broncos suffered the disappointment in the divisional game? What did you bring to the game?
I mean, I suffered disappointment too last year, so, you know, I think I'm just as hungry as everybody else and wanted to get out there and play my best.
Well, we've been talking about the wind and the gusts that are possible on Sunday. Can you talk about how that could potentially affect the passing game?
You know, I don't know if it's going to be windy enough to affect the passing game or not, but, you know, you just got to focus in and be ready, and I think it will affect the kicking game more than anything if it is windy.
The fact that the Chargers were able to come in here and get a win, the only win that you guys, the only loss you guys suffered at home this season, does that change things a bit, a little bit of a wake-up call maybe?
For sure. Anytime you lose, it's a wake-up call, especially against a team that you lost to earlier in the year, and now you're playing them in the playoffs. You know, it's something to, you know, keep in the back of your mind.
Wes, can you describe just the fright of going through the two concussions and, like, you can't be scared, right, when you go out there? And how do you mentally prepare yourself to just play ball and not be scared about concussions?
You know, I don't worry about the concussions or anything like that. I just focus on my assignment, my technique, and go out there and play the best I can.
How have you tried to stay sharp throughout this? Can you? Match game, yeah. Speed, things like that.
Yeah, I mean, getting with the strength coaches and doing ball drills and doing different things like that and just make sure I'm keeping my strength and stamina and being ready to go.
Wes, when you got back on the field, did it take like a day or 2 days to get timing back with Peyton? Is it something that comes back pretty quick?
Yeah, I mean, when you play as long as I have, you know, it comes back pretty quick, so I really wasn't too worried about that.
What's the difference between regular season football and playoff football?
I mean, there's just probably a little bit more of a focus and a little bit more of an intensity about you.
Wes, have you happened to notice Philip Rivers' new fashion statement, the bolo tie?
I've heard about it. I don't know exactly what it is, so I don't know. I can't really comment on it.